This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump says the whistleblower who sparked the impeachment probe against him needs to testify to Congress. AP Sagar Magani reports.
A lawyer says the whistleblower is willing to answer written questions from Republicans, but the president says that's unacceptable, tweeting the person must be brought forward. That came after a weekend of growing efforts by the president and allies to unmask the person's identity. He says the news media knows who it is and doesn't want to report it.
You'd be doing the public a service if you did.
Meantime, the National Security Council's lead lawyer is expected to defy a subpoena to appear today before impeachment investigators. Three other White House witnesses scheduled for depositions today are not expected to show up either. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Clashes have erupted on a third major bridge in central Baghdad. Today, security forces are trying to keep anti-government protesters from crossing the Tigris River in the direction of the Green Zone, where the government is headquartered. Dozens of protesters could be seen running through the streets, some of them carrying wounded people as gunshots echoed in the background. Reuters reports five people were killed in today's clashes. The European Union says it's still committed to Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, even as that deal continues to collapse following Washington's withdrawal from the agreement. Earlier Monday, Iran broke further from the agreement by announcing it's doubling the number of advanced centrifuges it operates. The announcement comes on the 40th anniversary of the 1979 U.S. Embassy takeover in Tehran. Dense, noxious smog continues to envelop the Indian capital and surrounding areas Monday. Pollution levels in New Delhi are at a three-year high. Brazil's president says the worst is yet to come with an oil spill that has affected more than 200 beaches on the country's coast. From Washington, this is VOA News.